This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
In the evening, and before we move on to palm oil and are unable to talk about anything else because palm oil has a tendency to dominate the proceedings, we are just looking through the messages that are coming through on the subject of lowering the voting age. Sivan C says, 18-year-olds to vote? Good. All eligible voters should be automatically registered, not just new 18-year-olds. Do not include consumption of alcohol being part of this. It should only be about the voting. You can educate them on the voting system. It helps, especially about selling votes to the highest bidder.
Yeah, and that will be interesting to see what kind of propositions, what kind of proposals and policies that MPs want to make to attract young voters to vote for them. I wonder what specifically, what causes they might be interested in.
And John also says, support automatic registration, but make it compulsory to vote as other countries have practiced. And just support overall for lowering that voting age. Ibrahim Bayan says, once, you know, people might have thought just being the most popular party would be enough to sway the votes in your direction. Now, as it turns out, they've realised that they need to up their game. This benefits the voters, as now all parties will outline manifestos, make their promises clearer, and also so that they can cater to younger voters that will be voting.
And I'm hoping that perhaps with the issues that maybe younger voters are interested in, it might be more longer-term issues, so that might lead to longer-term policies as well.
Absolutely. And lastly, before we dive into palm oil, Dan Hoy Keith says, how many people driving home were singing to Celine Dion? I'm one of them. And you know what? If you could see the BFM studio and offices, hands were aloft. If we were allowed lighters in here, lighters would be lit. It was a moment.
It was truly a moment.
Yes. Now, however, we are going to be talking about palm oil, as we've promised. Keep those messages coming. We are still getting messages too about palm oil, which we will get to in just a little bit. But first up, here's where we are. Love my palm oil or face the consequences seems to be a little bit the message that we're dancing around, because an international school has been criticised after they staged a student performance highlighting environmental issues relating to oil palm planting.
Primary Industries Minister Theresa Cox said the performance sowed hatred against palm oil plantations among the students. Separately, the Education Ministry has launched an investigation into the school, saying that the ministry will not compromise with any propaganda and indoctrination in private institutions that tarnish the name of the country.
So today, YB3 added that she wasn't attempting to stifle freedom of expression, rather to express her disappointment regarding the situation. And she has gone on to invite the teachers and headmaster of the school to have an open conversation with her ministry and the Malaysian Palm Oil Council to learn more about the government's efforts in improving the oil palm industry. And actually, if you have the time and interest in this, I would recommend reading the press release that came out, because it was a really well-written, really balanced press release. That
it was quite thoughtful.
It was. Which was kind of in stark contrast to the initial rather emotional reaction. So that was, it's kind of, well, that's the difference that a day makes, because the first push was really, really strongly worded.
Yeah, in the first statement it said, I didn't expect, Theresa Cox had written, I didn't expect such a thing to happen in an international school here. To the teachers, please come forward to understand what we are doing instead of criticising us. I think they are doing a disservice to the country.
Yeah, that, and also including words like propaganda and indoctrination, these are all just very, very strong black or white kind of words that are being used. And I'm interested particularly in that idea of propaganda, because of course, depending on which side of the debate you land on, either side is just spewing propaganda, just vomiting it all over the place. Because to people who are anti-palm oil, obviously, they'll be looking at it and saying, what amount of money is worth this, right? The world is burning, and there's just, until it can be proven that it is an entirely sustainable industry, it's just not doable. But then on the other hand, you have people like the minister who is saying, no, you know, we need to be able to support this very precious commodity to our country. And looking at it on either end, either way, it looks like propaganda.
Yeah, and I feel like it doesn't necessarily help that the optics of the current situation doesn't look the best on a global stage. So the ones we're really, truly trying to convince are people on that level, right? You know, when you look at it, it's like it's very easily framed by those on the more environmental side of things to say that, oh, wow, not only are they going for orangutans, now they're going for children in schools as well.
Yeah, and yet, of course, that isn't what has happened, right?
No.
But I agree that the optics of the situation, when you go in so hard and you're talking about children who aren't very old at all, you know, and who are performing in what is supposed to be a safe space, i.e. school, I think that can come off as very strong-handed. And even though that's not the intention, the optics of the situation, yeah, really not very great at all. We've been asking you for your thoughts. Here we have Dr. J.
I think YB Theresa Cox's response is just plain disgusting. I have kids who are that age and at school. There is nothing biased about kids learning about the impact of habitat destruction. They are inheriting the world from us after all. Her obsession with palm oil is just plain scary to me. I have lost respect for her, and this has totally put me off the palm oil. She really needs to get a handle on things. Shame on her for taking the fight to schools and to kids. Just plain shameful.
I think that point about schools, it really depends on how you view it, right? So if you view schools as safe spaces where people should be allowed to talk about anything and everything in the spirit of learning, then yes, I agree. Actually, I agree in general. But that point about how the minister seems to be viewing schools, which is as potentially as places of indoctrination, then I understand why it's coming so hard. Because obviously you're like, well, these are impressionable minds here.
Yeah, and it's also the point where there was this critical point of the play where perhaps when she first saw the video, because that's how it became viral in the first place, that the right response would have been to open conversations with the school and the kids. To be fair, the minister did say that she has in the past, and her agencies in the past have tried to have engagements with the school, but I guess then there should be more room to push that just a bit more.
Jamie says, Theresa Cox is not attacking 7 or 8-year-old students. She's attacking the indoctrination of students against an important national commodity, and there's nothing wrong with that. As you just mentioned, Kelvin, the same school rejected her offer to speak to students to present an alternative view, and I find it hypocritical that the owners of the school include a developer that itself has oil palm estates and foreign educators who are consultants to the government of Malaysia.
Now, to be fair, the school hasn't been publicly named yet, so I don't think we can delve too far into that. Though that's true. There has been a past offers by the minister as well as I believe the Malaysian Palm Oil Council to engage with schools, and she's continuing, hopefully in her latest press release, that openness to having conversations with the teachers as well as the headmaster.
Right. So we are going to be looking at this issue from the point of view of both that point about propaganda and how on either side of this divide you have people yelling at each other, you're a propagandist. But we're also going to be taking the education angle and looking at it from that perspective. We're going to be speaking after this with Suhakam Commissioner Datuk Lo Yim Ping, who is a longtime champion of issues relating to education. Send those thoughts through though. Call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
It's 6:14 in the evening. You're listening to Lynn and Kelvin, and we're talking today about palm oil because it's just an ongoing developing monster of a conversation. The latest round is occurring because Primary Industries Minister Theresa Cox had, criticised an international school for allowing a student, or for staging a student performance that highlighted environmental issues that were seen as very negative towards the oil palm plantation industry. So we're trying to talk about that from a couple of different angles. First up, the angle of education. On the line with us is Suhakam Commissioner Datuk Lo Yim Ping. Datuk Lo, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Within the context of this incident surrounding school play, shouldn't schools be a safe space for students to explore a diversity and range of opinions on any given subject?
No, as far as me concerned, in the school, we are as educators. You're going to educate the children, you see? And then, of course, the information you want to disseminate or share with the children, make sure that the information must be very precise and correct. So in this situation where the issue of palm oil, I'm not sure what exactly happened, but I think the school have the right to freedom of expression and opinion. The teachers have the right to express their views, and the children have the right also to express their their opinions and speech. But the thing is that I'm more worried about the information. We have to ensure that the information shared with the children are information that have research based, you know, especially you're talking about palm oil, which is something that's so sensitive in this region. So that when they leave the school, they have a kind of mindset that what exactly have happened about the history of palm oil. Not they're going out with a misconception about the history of palm oil. That is very important because I strongly believe that you have the freedom of expression and freedom of opinion, like your freedom of opinion especially. But the thing in the situation where it is related to economy of a country or something to do with information that needs research base. So it is important that the children have got the right information. It's very important.
But the thing is, palm oil is such a polarizing issue that the right information, I guess, depends on whom you speak to. Ideally, how do you think schools should facilitate conversations that may have polarizing opinions or that may be controversial?
I think the school should strike a balance. We are not looking at political. I'm looking at the facts. Anything that you want to disseminate or share with the children, ensure that it is with true facts, you know, true facts. Example that we are talking about a tree. So how do you grow a tree that you come from seedling and all that? So it must be some kind of facts there. The only thing is that the school also should share the right information. At the same time also must also expose the children the other side of the information. So this is what is happening, the current issue. What is the situation? So I think the children got the right to know about the current issue, the right situation. What happened, isn't it? We cannot be only talking about the good side of this, of the product, but we also must share with the children what happened, you see. Now the palm oil, maybe there are some negative views about it, there are positive views. So the children should know both of it, so the children will know how to make decision and know what is, but the teachers might guide them, what are the right facts that the children should understand and really understand it. That is important only. But we cannot restrict the thought of the children, restrict the thought of the teachers of sharing information in the children. I don't agree with it.
And I guess the central question here really is, to what extent should the government be able to intervene in activities or discussions in schools? And would it differ for the different types of schools we have, you know, public, private, international?
No, I think whether it's a public school or a private school, I mean, do respect that if you can have a school in the country, definitely you must have follow certain regulations of the Ministry of Education. So the most important thing is it shows that people will not have a negative mindset regarding palm oil. Then a lot of awareness campaign, a lot of education, the education program must be disseminated. You have to have many more of this kind of conversation, you know, with the children, through the educators, to the teachers, to the leaders, so that the parents, so they understand this, you see. So this is important. Awareness is very important. The more awareness program you carry out, I think the more people are aware of what exactly happened, and then people will know how to perceive it in a positive way and will definitely give support. But now it's people sometimes, you know, in the internet, you know that there are a lot of different kinds of information. All are not filtered information. So people sometimes are so confused because I sometimes also receive different kind of email, different type of information regarding palm oil. Sometimes I also do question if this is right, or is this a scam, or this is a false information, or is this true information? So I have to refer to people to find out whether it's true or not true. So how about children in the school? They also have handphone, they can access to information. It's school that we don't allow them to, I mean, we only restrict them to certain information. Definitely they can access to outside. But outside information is more dangerous. It's better that the educator, the teachers in the school, aware of what is happening, are able to share the right information to the children. And also the children must be taught how to access to the right information, to which apps and to where is the missionary, the Google search that, or which search they should go, so that they are able to get the right information, you know. That is very important.
There's been the sentiment expressed that the Education Ministry's decision to probe into the school is too harsh, and it's that's sort of crossed the line. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, that I don't know. I cannot use the word the degree of hardness, harshness is there, you see. Because to the ministry, anything that media is highlighted in the media, they see the school, they have to go down and they go to investigate. I think it is fair they go down. If they have proven there is nothing wrong, by all means, I think they should clear the name of the school, you see. But I do feel that if every... That's why I say sometimes media also should. No, it's just a thing that play on the media. Then a statement came out, and that's the if so many complaints that comes from the school, and every now and then the ministry have to go down. I don't think that it is easy to manage so many complaints like this, is it? So I do feel that the school also needs some kind of autonomy, lah. I use the word, but at the same time, the school must make sure that they disseminate the right information to the children.
Datuk Lok, thanks for speaking with us. That was Suhakam Commissioner Datuk Lok Yim Ping, and we've been asking you for your thoughts on the matter. The play that went viral about how palm oil maybe just isn't all it's cracked up to be, that took place in an international school, that prompted responses from both the Primary Industries Minister Theresa Kok, who is of course a champion of palm oil, mm-hmm. as well as the Ministry of Education. So it's kind of become... It started off as a storm in a teacup, and now I think it's kind of just brewing into a plain old storm a bit.
Ha, I like it.
Just a little bit, yeah. So we've been asking you for your thoughts, and the messages are still coming through. First up, we have this from CS, who says, "This palm oil versus school issue is so childish. Are we all forced to adopt the government view? Wildlife is affected. We should address this issue and not blindly follow. Come on, Harapan, do better, please."
That's true, and it's the point where, you know, what exactly are you trying to target here with your statement? Is the problem palm oil and you're simply affected by that? Or are you also worried about unsustainable palm oil? Because the government has indeed promised to make palm oil a lot more sustainable. That's
yes.
a promise that we've made to other leaders around the world as well. So if there is legitimate criticism against this crop that we are so proudly championing, perhaps it's just saying that, okay, yes, we are trying our best to improve the situation. Those concerns are legitimate and we appreciate your feedback. That works very well.
Yeah, I think basically what we're getting to is the fact that you want to be able to have a conversation.
Yeah.
And if you take any sign of dissent or any sign of like, oh, there's a rat in the house. You know, if you take that kind of approach to palm oil,
we got to burn the whole house down.
Then what happens is essentially you just don't have an atmosphere in which people feel that you are willing to talk. Even if, you know, so... If you come out really, really hot and then after that you follow up with, actually, I'm ready to talk,
yeah.
It's just not exactly encouraging in that sense. We also have Jason who says, you know, as I look at the KLPJ skyline, I'm wondering if the haze is being caused by the palm oil industry again. Malaysians aren't stupid. We haven't forgotten the months of haze suffocating the whole region in the past by the palm oil industry.
Even if it's mostly, for example, done, the haze doesn't usually, I think, come from Indonesia. That doesn't excuse us from having conversations about the environmental impact that palm oil does actually have.
And then next up, Ravi says, you know what? I flubbed that.
Okay.
I flubbed that. I think we need to move on. We have this from Yvonne.
Primary industry minister's press statement should be issued first and not the MOE press statement, which was a bit of a threat on children. That press statement was meant to, rather, primary industry statement was meant to fix the perception, the damaged perception.
Yeah, so I guess the overall sense seems to be that perhaps MOE shouldn't have waded in or shouldn't have waded in and kind of stoked the heat that much more.
It does point out perhaps to a fact that there might be a lack of communication or a miscommunication between government agencies. YB Theresa did clarify that she didn't call for any action to be taken against the schools. And perhaps through the Education Ministry's own initiative, they decided to jump the gun a bit.
And then Charizel says, so now what? The palm oil plantation has become so sacred and can't be criticized, which I think speaks to that earlier point of, can we talk about it? Can we just talk about it in a normal way without it suddenly coming back to bite us in I mean, I'm not sure that these children who were putting out this performance ever thought that anybody would see it aside from their classmates and maybe their parents.
Yeah, unfortunately, everyone else saw it. And perhaps to also consider another perspective that maybe YB Theresa is just representing the views that some of the palm oil agencies and the smallholders may have.
Keep those thoughts coming. We're talking about palm oil and well, how we talk about it in our schools and how the ministries various have reacted. You can call us at 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back to take those messages and those calls after the 6:30 news and after this track. It's Stray Cats, Baby Blue Eyes, BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
6:35 in the evening, you're with Lynn and Kelvin, and we're talking today about palm oil, Theresa Kopp, education, and how it's all kind of brewed together into this very strange mixture of characters in a vaguely unpleasant story, basically. So we've been asking you for your thoughts on the matter. You know, do you think that it is appropriate to say that schools have a role to not indoctrinate or spread propaganda if they are talking about the environmental concerns surrounding palm oil, for instance? What do you make of the communication overall? You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Mamat Shani says, what propaganda? If we talk about what was mentioned in the video shown, it's if we don't do something about this now and ensure all palm oil is sustainably grown, within 10 years, these beautiful creatures could be gone from our world forever. Isn't this in line with what YB has been promising the world in terms of sustainably produced palm oil?
Exactly, which makes the knee-jerk reaction so awful because they're more or less preaching what Theresa Kok has been preaching.
Well, that's basically what Chow Pong is saying on Twitter as well. Imagine you're the kids. The adults told you you can speak freely, you happily stage a play, and then the same adult threatens you with harsh threats. Would you dare speak up again? Some ministers need to go back to EQ, PR and communication class.
It's just very unfortunate to see that perhaps old habits are hard to... old habits die hard, you know, when... I'm not sure whether she truly realized the impact of that very strong knee-jerk reaction and the past comments coming from the opposition that, well, now the government is just behaving like they're still in the opposition. It kind of sometimes feels like that.
It's about the level of anger appropriate to any given situation. I think that that's all this is in many ways. The reaction and the anger felt outsized to what actually happened. I mean, it's not as if these sentiments haven't been expressed elsewhere. It's not as if this is the first time she's hearing it from within the nation. I really doubt that's the case. Fish says, the school is lucky that the play was staged in Malaysia instead of China. As much as everyone has the liberty to express themselves in a democratic system, a clear line should be drawn to distinguish that from being unpatriotic. And I think that that's an important message simply because I don't believe that not being into palm oil or being very, very concerned about the impacts of palm oil automatically make you unpatriotic. I don't think that environmentalists, for example, who are very interested in conserving our natural resources, are unpatriotic. Like, that's an unfair statement.
Patriotism can come out in so many ways. You know, you love the land, you might show that in your love for the forests, and basically, to that point, why are we comparing ourselves to China in this case? We should be doing better.
Subra says, the ministry should take positive steps like distributing brochures to international schools on the history of palm oil, efforts taken to make it environmentally sustainable, provide facts. That's the right thing to do to fight public opinion. And then we have this from YY.
The ecological and environmental facts regarding palm oil available are highly biased due to sponsors and lobbyists from Western industries who are threatened. Palm oil has lower production costs and produces 10 times yield when compared to soy, rapeseed and sunflower. sunflower oil. That makes it much more eco-friendly from that perspective. It is also more stable and hence less costly to process.
So this is what I mean when I say that it's very difficult to have this conversation because...
Lobbyists on both sides.
Yes, yes. And I'm not saying YY is one. I have read those facts. I've seen them. I get where you're coming from. But in terms of trying to, even today when we were attempting to identify who we could speak to get just pure facts, pure figures on the actual environmental impact and economic impact of palm oil, it is very difficult to find somebody who does not have a horse in the race.
So trying to also research has been a bit difficult because you don't know who you can trust necessarily. But then if we look at sources like, for example, the WWF, as well as the International Union for the Conservation of the of Nature, both have come out to say that, boycotting palm oil is a very simple solution, but it tends to and is able to create a lot of problems because simply of the facts that YY had brought up, that the yields for palm oil are much more efficient and productive than any other oil that we've seen before.
Eric says, jittery ministers, one wanted to sue, one wanted to reprimand school children. What's going on? Teresa needs to publicise the good work done to reverse the situation regarding forestry. And on that note, Nini says, I went to Lawas and to Pekan Sunda some years ago and saw massive deforestation for oil palm plantations.
And that might actually hurt some of the local communities are there, but then you also, how do you make up your mind, right? You have to balance out the conversation that's also happening that palm oil has basically lifted out so many Malaysians out of poverty and given them a good standard of living.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a message here from Chin who says, I don't see why this is even blown up. Our kids are supposed to be concerned about environmental issues. Who else is going to do that if not this generation? I've watched the play. I see nothing wrong with it. I suppose ministers are human beings too. So my advice to them is be less emotional and don't overreact, regardless of whether there's criticism against something you strongly believe in, or for that matter, accusations against your family members. Think thoroughly and be open to discussion before giving out press statements or talking to the media.
And that's such a good point, right? You do wonder whether they speak to their press secretaries first or whether they speak to their teams first before engaging in this way. It's very easy for you as a minister now to just publish statements and say it whenever you want, be it through your own social media channels, on your Facebook, on your Twitter. There is a need for you as a minister to be better at this comms game.
Sunny says, please stop blaming all and everything about the loss of wildlife on palm oil. There are so many things about human conduct that is killing our beautiful wildlife survival. And Chris Ng on Twitter making a similar point, because if we're saying palm oil plantations are destroying forests, what about land clearing for urban development? Yes, the scale may be smaller, but why is no one making noise? All of these are just politicking the industry.
And to that note, to be fair, those who are in support of palm oil have also brought up points where, palm oil does have unsustainable palm oil does have its problems. But then if we look at the greater agricultural industry with its meat industry, with its other parts of it, it is a lot more damaging to the environment than what you consider damage that's been done by palm oil.
No, I agree. And I don't think that all and everything is being blamed on palm oil at this point in time. We do, of course, remember that very emotive advert that prompted just so many different things, right? When it came to worries about the orangutan. And so it's not all that. I don't think anybody is saying that it is just only
the
that.
The one and only source of damage to the environment.
Yes, but if government ministers are going to overreact about their pet issues, then that is what we're going to be talking about, unfortunately. Just kind of how it works. Keep those thoughts coming. You can call 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back after this to continue this conversation and also to talk about Instagram, in some ways. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bombing frustrated minds, BFM 89.9.
It's 6:45 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin. On the line with us right now is Victor to talk about palm oil. Victor, what do you think?
Good evening.
Hi.
I have something to say both to the student and this Ministry of Primary Industry. Mm-hmm. To the student, actually, uncle is going to tell you that you can do long jumping, you can do this high jumping, you can even do pole vaulting. But jumping into conclusion is not a sport. There is no medal in it. don't do it, it's dangerous. Okay, and to the Ministry of Primary Industry, maybe they can consider that actually play or storytelling is more effective than just pure lecture. Maybe the ministry can consider staging a play to be performed at school to answer all these criticism, but to put forward the positive feature of our this palm oil.
Victor, thank you so much. Two very, I think, balanced comments in terms of kids, this is what you should do. Ministry, look out.
To that comment about the stage play, how do you fight against something so as emotional as that Greenpeace ad where you had the Rang Tan as a character? I don't know how else you can fight against that. Maybe I'm just not creative enough.
Daniel says, I find ministers should just keep mum over this. Being ministers, you don't need to take offence to everything. It's just like keyboard warriors trying to justify their reasoning when someone doesn't agree with them. And yes, don't we all know the type? All right, we are going to be moving on to our next story, but you can, of course, keep those messages coming about palm oil and its role in schools, I suppose. Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.